He is risen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Ah, Easter! The waterfowl are singing, the flowers are blooming, and the minds of young seminarians are turned to call day. Where am I going? What will I be doing? And secretly, not wanting to admit it to friends or professors, can I really hack it? Can I serve well? God is about to answer the prayers of his people and to send them an under-shepherd, you. Yet, as precious as that call is, as solemn and vital as that vocation is, as important as it is that the sheep have the shepherd's assistant, it is not only the only call that you have. It is a call that God, there is another call that God gives to all his people, as we have learned from our very childhood. We have been called by the gospel, enlightened with his gifts, sanctified and kept in the one true faith. To that very end, God has given us many blessings. St. Peter does an enormously good job of preaching the gospel in his first epistle. We heard the first installment this last weekend. We will be hearing another installment this coming weekend. And this passage falls smack dab right after all of those. In this, he enumerates the great and many gifts that God has given us. Salvation has come to us, he tells us, through the cross of Jesus Christ, through his suffering, his death, and his burial. The salvation has come, indeed, also through the empty tomb, which followed on the third day and which we celebrate for this whole season. From this came the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. Great and precious gifts, not our responsibility to keep and to hold on to by ourselves or by our own strength, but kept safe for us by God's Holy Spirit in heaven itself, where neither moth can eat, nor thief can steal, nor rust can decay. There, in that place, our salvation is kept safe for us, until the day we fully receive the salvation of our souls. This salvation, Peter goes on to tell us, is the salvation that the prophets longed to see, looking forward, striving to understand, but they could not. But in our day, looking back on the cross and on the empty tomb, we can see it clearly and graciously. For us. Also is given to us faith, that gift which holds on to and trusts in Jesus and his salvation, a faith that is more precious than gold, even though it has been tried through many and manifold trials and tribulations, like staying at seminary for 3 years. Citizenship is also given to us. Citizenship not of this world, of kingdoms and kings that would rather lord us over and use us up and discard us when they're done, but a citizenship in God's own kingdom. Now no longer as Gentiles are we cast away, no longer not his people, but we are now his people, his own, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, those called to go forth and proclaim the wonderful deeds of Jesus and our Father, who gives us the kingdom of his marvelous life. As if all of that was not more than enough, he even gives us a genuine love for his people, looking forward with the eyes of the chief shepherd and seeing sheep without a shepherd wandering and lost, and following in his footsteps at his command to gather in those sheep, to care for them, to love them, to bind up their wounds, and to heal their injuries, not with our own great eloquence and our great gifts, but with the precious gospel of Jesus Christ, which can really change things in their hearts and in their lives. In all of this, the final and perhaps even one of the more precious of the gifts given is a new life to live. If we tried this all on our strength with wit and with knowledge and with all the wonderful things we've learned at seminary, with the classics of the ages and the great wisdoms of the philosophers, we would fall short pretty quickly. It is why God has given us a new life based on Him in the waters of baptism, strengthened by the sacrament of communion with His own precious body and blood, worth more than any gold. He now calls us to do something with these gifts, to live our life not for ourselves, not for our agenda, not as if we were Herr Pastor, the great and most important thing that should be focused on when people gather for worship, but instead that we would also give our lives for others, putting aside and putting to death our own sinful nature, setting aside our own goals for those of the Lord, setting aside our own equipment for His equipment, living, in a sense, as the servants of God rather than the masters of His people. In serving in this way, God calls us most of all to love, not love so much as we would love, with a human strength which wears out quickly the third time you explain the Apostles' Creed to that confirmation class that just doesn't get it, but with the love of the Father Himself, who came and found His lost sheep and sent His Son to die for them, and sent you and me and all those who will be called into the pastoral office to help and to gather and to strengthen them. All this, of course, is not on our strength, but the strength that He gives. Called by His gospel, which first changes our lives and our hearts. Enlightened also with His gifts, with not only all of those that we might imagine and enumerate by taking a church growth survey, but enlightened with the gifts which God alone can give, with His sacraments, with His word, with the strength that comes from His promise to be by our side until the end of time itself, and sanctified and kept by the Holy Spirit in the one true faith, so that when the trials and the tests come, they don't extinguish our faith, but rather burn up the dross and leave in its place a shining faith, pure and tested, acceptable to God, and awaiting the day of His return. And so, as you consider the calls that God will be giving to some of you, or the assignments that you will be given, or as you watch others receive them, think about the call which God has given you, first of all, from your birth, and then the call that He is giving you now. And in answering those calls, go forth with His gifts to serve His people, so that you may proclaim the deeds of our Father and the glorious light that comes from them. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, fill our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life eternal. Amen.